This is A Better Way Financial, the podcast with financial advisors and father-son team, Frank and Frankie Guida.
And I'm Heather Branch here with Frank and Frankie talking about ways you can work now to better prepare for your financial future. AbetterWayFinancial.com is where you can start your own conversation about your retirement savings plan. We also have links posted in the show notes, so you can just click there if that's more convenient, or find us anytime at AbetterWayFinancial.com. Guys, thinking about where we save for our retirement. 401ks, probably, I mean, I think it's probably the most used retirement saving tool in the country.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So when it comes to our 401ks, a lot of us obviously have questions. And on smartasset.com recently, a reader asked, if I dip into my 401k or IRA before I turn 73, will it count towards my RMDs? And their answer was yes. And no. So again, we're smart, hardworking people. We think we know what's going on here. But again, a little bit more confusion around our savings account. Guys, can you explain this?
You know, that's when you go, yeah, well.
Right. Right.
You know, if you take some money out before your RMD age, you don't get to count that toward your RMD. So that the answer to that is no. However, you have taken money out of your 401k, so there's less money that's going to be in the computation of how much you're going to owe for your RMDs.
Okay.
But there is so much of a better way to do that, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, let's say conceptually you have $1 million and you're 63 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you take out half of it. Let's say you took out $500,000. Roth converted it, and now that money's in a different pot. You still have the $500,000 that's in the 401k. Based off the rule of 72, if you get a 7.2% return, that money's going to double in 10 years. So
okay.
Now that $500,000 goes up to $1 million, and when the person's 73 years old, now they have to take out the RMD based on $1 million instead of, if they left it in there, they had that $1 million, that would have gone up to $2 million, and then they would have had to take the RMD based off of that bigger number.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're putting it in this other pot. But you know what I really like about that other pot?
Hmm.
That pot is tax-free.
Hmm.
That money grows in that pot as long as you keep it in that pot, and it grows tax-free. And the wonderful thing is, when you take it out of the pot, it's still tax-free money.
Really? Mm-hmm.
And that's the beauty of the Roth conversions.
Got it.
Yeah, and this is one of the big things that we look into here is seeing how we can save money in taxes. Because if we're paying taxes just on the $1 million at the end instead of the $2 million, well, you're paying half as much in taxes potentially.
Right, right.
So that is what we look to do with our tax planning. And we recently had a couple come in, and he was right around 69 years old. She was 61 years old. And he's retiring. She's already retired. They did a great job saving for their retirement. They saved about $4 million for their retirement. So they pretty much had the income that they needed.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But the big problem on the horizon was going to be taxes, because they had a lot of money that was IRA, that was pre-tax, that was 401k money. And statistically speaking, about 80% of retiree money out there today is in those 401ks, is in those IRAs.
Well, guys, that's what we've been told to do for decades. Save your 401k. Be responsible. Your taxes will be lower in retirement. And here we are.
And guess what? Back then, you know, like back in the day, they didn't even have Roths, you know, so everybody was
used to
saving it, you know, in the regular 401k. So they didn't have this Roth 401k
option. Got it.
You know, and this particular fella, I mean, scientist. He was just a smart guy,
sure.
You know, really, really smart. And what a really nice fella, too. You know, him and his wife, just really, really good people.
And we
really enjoyed working with them.
I mean, they'd save $4 million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And the obvious problem was, well, you have $2 million, and that half of that portfolio is in pre-tax dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going to happen is when he turns 73, he's going to have to start taking money out of there, and it's going to balloon his tax payments over the course of his lifetime. You know, so we wanted to see, what can we do now? How can we be proactive so that you can save the most in taxes over your lifetime? So we looked into it. We said, what can we do over the next 5 years, over the next 6 years, to try to take advantage of some of the lower tax brackets that we have right now, as well as for looking into what does it look like at RMD age and how can we save you some money. So we used some of that IRA money and we put it into a Roth IRA. We were looking to do Roth conversions. Mm-hmm. And we were looking to make sure that he's taking the money out of the right accounts during their retirement so that they're doing everything the very best way that they can tax-wise. And as we were looking to do that for them, we showed them that by doing the tax planning over the course of their lifetime, they're going to pay $2.4 million less in taxes over the course of their lifetime.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's break that down a little bit further, because $2.4 million.
Yes.
I mean, that's more than what a lot of people have even saved in totality for retirement.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the math on that then?
Yes. Yeah, so just conceptually speaking, if you're retiring and you have $500,000 saved into a pre-tax account, a 401k, IRA, over the course of the next 25 years, if you get a 4-6% rate of return, you're projected to pay about $580,000 in taxes over the course of your lifetime.
Wow.
Now, if you balloon that up to $4 million, it's the same thing. He's looking to pay probably $4 to $5 million in taxes. Now, instead of $4 to $5 million in taxes, we're able to cut that down to $2 to $2.5 million in taxes. And with that tax planning, that's going to make a huge difference, because they have that money now in their pocket instead of in Uncle Sam's pocket. They're able to spend that money doing what they want to do.
And these people, you know, what they really wanted was they wanted to live a long, healthy life with no financial stress.
Sure.
I mean, wonderful couple. They had two kids, both of them living in New York. You know, and you know what? Having all this extra money, it was important. You ever paid a bridge, you know, the fee to just to go into New York?
How much is it
just
now?
There last like weekend, it was about $30.
$30?
I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you get there, and you know what? Guess what? Mom and Dad are certainly paying for dinner, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course.
That's a few $100
Especially
right
if you go
there.
To one of those Michelin star restaurants up there or something.
Right.
You know, and you got all that stuff going on. And you know what? They want to treat their kids good. They want to have some fun with them. You go to a Broadway play. That's another chunk of change right there, too. You know, these people really not only needed the tax planning, but they needed the total retirement planning. Because we looked at their portfolio. We looked at the performance of this portfolio. We took it back to 2000 and we said, okay, on this portfolio would have averaged 7.35%. But then we looked at the maximum drawdown. If this portfolio remained the way it was and we had a stock market crash like we did in 2008, these folks would have lost like 35% of their money. They would have lost like $1.5 million of that $4.2 million portfolio. Jeez. And that's a lot of money, and they were not comfortable with that. They still wanted to get good returns, but they didn't want to take quite that amount of risk. So one of the things we were able to do was we were able to show them how to reduce that risk and actually increase their returns. We showed them how the portfolio that we set up for them since 2000 would have averaged about 9.5% return. And the funds, you know, if we had that big stock market crash, would only gone down about 26%. You know, so that would have meant like an extra, you know, close to $400,000 in their portfolio that they would not have seen go down like that. You know, markets are going to go up and down. And to get the returns, you have to have part of your money in there. But showing them how to de-risk the portfolio a bit and to have a portfolio that can perform the way the portfolio that we're showing and perform, how much more that means to them.
Yeah, and this makes a huge difference between the tax planning, looking at the investments, how do we set everything up properly over the course of their retirement. We looked into income planning, making sure that they're taken from the right accounts at the right times. And what the difference we were able to make for them was, instead of them being able to live on $120,000 of income per year for the rest of their life, we were able to give them a 50% increase in pay after taxes each year for the rest of their life, going up with inflation. So instead of $120,000 of income per year, we showed them how to live on $180,000 of after-tax income each year. So that's a huge difference. $60,000 more in their pocket to be able to spend how they want. They want to travel to New York to see the kids. They want to go see the grandkids, things like that.
Yeah.
They get to spend that time. Maybe they want to get the beach house this year.
Yeah.
You know, so this is the stuff that's, they're able to do what's important to them. And that's what we want to be able to show folks, is what's important to you? What is your dream? What is your goal during your retirement years? Mm-hmm. And how can we make that happen for you? What do we need to do financially to be able to help you live the life that you want to live? So if you don't know how much income you can live on for the rest of your life, if you don't have a financial plan drawn up for you where you can see, this is how we're setting up the portfolio, this is how we're saving money in taxes, this is how much income I'm going to be able to get, you need to go to abetterwayfinancial.com, and we can begin to show you how to get this set up properly for you.
We also have links posted in the show notes, so you can just click there to start your conversation, or again, visit us anytime at betterwayfinancial.com.
Thanks for listening to A Better Way Financial, the podcast with Frank and Frankie Guida. To learn more, visit abetterwayfinancial.com and join the Guidas for the radio show, A Better Way Financial, Saturdays at noon and Sundays at 12:30 on News Radio 790 WAEB.
By contacting us, we'll review aspects of your retirement portfolio to include suggestions about how best to utilize estate, tax, and retirement planning strategies and other financial services, or if changing management styles is appropriate for your specific needs and objectives. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendations to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. A Better Way Financial is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. Annuity guarantee rely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Any client experiences discussed during this show are unique to that client, and they are not meant to imply or suggest you will experience the same results. Advisory services offered through A Better Way Financial. Insurance offered through licensed professionals at A Better Way Financial. Pennsylvania Insurance License Number 301779.